USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is planning hearings on the chaotic U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez saying the outcome is a culmination of a series of mistakes made by Republican and Democrat administrations over the past 20 years. Reacting to the entire situation in Afghanistan, former U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Ryan Crocker.
It's a very sad and disturbing time, I think, for all Americans, indeed, everyone, to be looking at the scenes, particularly yesterday and the day before at Kabul Airport.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is in isolation after testing positive for COVID-19, even though he's fully vaccinated and not experiencing symptoms. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
In a new poll released by Gallup on Tuesday, 49% of U.S. adults say they have tried marijuana, a new high watermark in the survey giant's research. The company noting the percentage has steadily risen in the past 50 years, with a sharp rise from 4 to 22% around the 70s. It stood at 30% in 1985 and then 40% 6 years ago. Just 12% of participants in the new poll say they smoke marijuana. The company is saying the percentage has hovered in that 11 to 13% range for the past few years, even though the percentage of adults who say they smoke cigarettes has declined. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. House Democrats are introducing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the Democrats will move to pass the bill when the House comes back next week. The House also will be looking into the infrastructure bill that was passed in the Senate. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A new report from the Department of Health and Human Services revealed the startling number of younger children are becoming infected with the highly transmissible Delta variant as many students gear up to return to school in the fall. Currently, only the Pfizer vaccine has been authorized for adolescents and teens ages 12 to 17. As far as when we can expect a vaccine for children under the age of 12, former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CNBC,
well, FDA has extended the scope of the trials that it wants in the pediatric population, so it's asked for more data, more children to be enrolled in those trials, and it wants longer-term follow-up on the kids in those trials. And so that's pushed out the timeline when that authorization could happen. Now, my belief is that if we start seeing a bad situation with respect to children as they go back to school, the FDA will be in a position to make an earlier authorization. So there will be interim points when they can look at that data and make an authorization earlier if they feel they have to. They have to make a vaccine available sooner. Hopefully things go well. We don't continue to see the same rate of death and disease in children that we're seeing right now. And FDA is in a position to make an authorization on the timetable that they've sketched out. But I think that they'll have some flexibility around that if, in fact, we start getting into trouble.
McDonald's announcing on Tuesday that starting September 1st, for a limited time, they will be selling a glazed donut. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.